Dreamscape presents Madness Unleashed by Haley Lawson and Michael Anderle. Narrated by Tanya Evie. Prologue. If you don't know the madness, you can't truly know the age of magic. Sweden, 200 years after the world's worst day ever. Arthur Drake had brought his friend Howard to his lab to run some tests using the scanners and computers he had recently located in his facility's basement. At that moment, Stuart, a younger scientist who was always spying on Arthur, walked into the basement.
"I told you Arthur was down here. He brought someone who doesn't even work here. Didn't you?"
Felix cut him off, then took Arthur's elbow and led him to the corner of the room.
"What are you doing down here?" Felix demanded. "It's my best friend, Howard. There's something wrong with him, and I've noticed it in others, too. It's like they're on drugs, but they aren't. Well, he's not, anyway, and he needs my help."
Felix glanced at Howard.
"I have noticed people in town acting unusual. What are you planning to do?"
Arthur told Felix that his plan had been to run Howard's blood through the computer and perform a scan on him.
"I don't think this computer works. In all the years I've been here, we've never even turned it on."
Arthur shrugged.
"Do you know why? Isn't it worth a try? What harm could it do?" "I think people forgot about it. I know I did. Thanks, Felix."
Arthur flicked on the switch, and everyone stared at the monitor, but it was a moment before the screen came to life. He typed his name at the text prompt, and numbers started scrolling across the screen, then dashes and more numbers. 10 minutes later, Felix rested his hand on Arthur's shoulder, making him jump a little since he was lost in the numbers.
"You can use the computers upstairs."
Stuart made his way to the computer, his eyes locked on the screen.
"Why are you sending messages around the world?"
"I'm not."
"Well, someone is. A message has gone out to all the satellites around the world."
The numbers stopped scrolling just then. Apparently, the routine was complete. Arthur awkwardly smiled at Stuart.
"What did the message say?"
Stuart's eyes were locked on the screen.
"Stuart, what did it say?"
Felix looked at Stuart.
"Stuart, answer Arthur."
Stuart and Howard looked at Felix, their eyes glowing red. It was as if the computer message had triggered their nanocytes. Arthur pulled Felix away from Stuart as screams rang throughout the building. Apparently, others had gotten the message as well.
"We have to turn it off."
But before he did, he typed in a new message at the prompt with trembling fingers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?